Sunday.
Hi, may I speak with Brian Easton, please?
Yeah, come
on. Nick Tassadelli.
Okay, hold on.
Hello, Mr. Easton. I just talked with the appellate court, and they must disagree with you because they said it's still an open case and pending in the appellate court. So, therefore, nothing has been voided in the appeal.
Well, the judge ruled that the Superior Court
is okay. Who ruled against the Superior Court? Who?
She struck your judgment.
That doesn't stop an appeal. She doesn't have the jurisdiction. Oh, so because you stated in the false statement that the unsigned orders?
No. State law says that it's nullity.
Mr. Easton.
You're doing something not a final order.
Mr. Easton, you signed on the motion stating in the Rule B that your swearing is true and correct. You've also said the same thing in your reply to your motion to dismiss in federal court, that they're unsigned orders, and they're not appealable, and it's not a judgment, and therefore you can't go forward on this.
Well, even if I said something and it's correctly, my motion, the judge would have reviewed the orders that were being appealed, and she agreed that they were not appealable orders.
Good question. I have a question. Is this what you get for $50,000 in a bribe? Is it? No. Is this what you get? Is this how you get this in a bribe?
That's not what we're talking about here. You're talking about
You bribed the Superior Court judge. I do know that it did happen. Okay? I guarantee you I can prove it. I have the proof. And Mr. Easton, I will show you, okay? You're going to try and do whatever you're going to do. Yes, I'm going to talk about the appeal because the appeals court says it does not go through, that you have not stopped it, yet the Superior Court does not have the authority to stop the appeal.
I disagree regarding case law in Arizona.
Case law. Has there been a mandate from the appeals court to train jurisdiction? That's right. There has not been. The appeal is still alive and active. I just talked to him. It's on the docket. Okay? Yes, it does. It does when it was filed. What are you talking about? Because, see, that's where that $50,000 comes in, doesn't it?
It does.
Really? It strikes down motions before they even are responded to, aren't they? Or replied to. Yes. She grants motions on her side before there's even a response or a reply.
The judge has no authority. She has on the responsibility.
So a violation of the First Amendment is okay to do that. Sure it is. What we're here to talk about is you committing fraud. Yes. I tell you what, if you take a piece of paper and write this down, and you draw a big circle, okay, it's called a big zero, I'm not giving you nothing for what you request. You want to try? I know what you're going to do. Okay, I already know what you're going to do. Absolutely not. Not. Why don't you send me an email telling me you're committing fraud and you can bribe the judge to do this? Why don't you send me a case law, and this I know you have to do. Give me the case law that says that you can collect on an award. Tell me the case law. I request case law and law. Case law and law that says that you can collect on an award. That's not a judgment. I'm entitled to that, and by law, you have to give it when I ask.
No.
I've asked you to prove what you state. Give me the law and the case law. Yes, you do.
And Gopher, when you state a law that says that you have the right, I have the right to know where you got it from. No, I do. No, I do have the right.
Mr. Easton, one day this will be over. You understand it?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. No, I don't. It's at the end.
Then let me violate discovery, because discovery's closed, remember? Your co-conspirator, Lisa Flores, ended discovery.
No, there's no reason for a show cause order, because it's not a judgment.
Well, that doesn't mean it's legal, does it? It doesn't mean it's legal, does it? Tell me the statute that says it's legal. Tell me the statute that says it's legal. Tell me. Yes, you do, because the court can't order something that's illegal. No, I have the right from you. You brought this case. I have the right from you. You have to tell me the legal standard as to where you have the right to do this.
No.
No, I'm not. Not until you give me the law that says that you have a I said I have a right to know what law says you have the right to do this, and you're not giving it. Yes, you do. No. What law says I have to do this under an award. The key word is award. It has not been converted to a judgment. And you're not telling me what I requested from you in a legal standpoint. You have to give it to me, and you're not doing it.
Tell me where I said I have to give it to you.
It's not a determination. No, I've asked you. Sorry, I tell you what. Just step back and wait. Have a nice day.